This is an abridged reading of an article by Amit Shah titled Democracy, Delivery and the Politics of Hope, depicting his personal take on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's impact on the rise of BJP in India. As Narendra Modi completes 20 years in executive office, first as Chief Minister of Gujarat from 2001 for 13 years, and now as Prime Minister of India from 2014 for 7 years, it is imperative to encapsulate his epoch and milestone on his rare and remarkable journey. How does one assess this 20 years period at the head of governance? The answer is simple yet complex, since there are multiple and alternative lenses to view his contribution to nation building. The past 2 decades have been a period of enormous achievement in politics and policy for Narendra Modi, or Narendra Bhai, as I've always addressed him. He has worked tirelessly for the people with an awe-inspiring and all-consuming dedication. He had built a stronger and equitable economy in both Gujarat and the country as a whole. He has helped create a cleaner and transparent polity and an administrative system, not just by personal example, but by institutionalizing and future-proofing best practices. He had come to symbolize good, honest, and responsive governance. The changes brought by Narendra Bhai during these years are the most visible aspect of his leadership. However, there is a lot more to him and his journey. He began life as a child in a struggling working-class Indian family and has today become the paramount and most popular Indian leader among the tallest global statespersons. The exponential increase in Prime Minister's personal appeal in politics have been mirrored in the BJP's geographical and social expansion. He is the catalyst who has driven and accelerated the popularity of party across India. The BJP's pan-India growth in the past 7 years is unmatched by any party in the country's post-independence history. There are few, if any, examples like this in democracies of the world. Narendra Bhai's popularity, performance and credibility have not only translated into political victories in presidential or presidential-style contests, but also enabled a sustainable accretion and structural long-term advantages for the party. As a person who have been fortunate to have known, observed, and learned so much from Narendra Bhai, I do wonder whether this 20 years bracket does justice to his accumulated wisdom and the enormity of his acumen. I see it as a part of a longer yatra that began much earlier in the 1970s when he was a younger RSS activist and then continued throughout the 1980s as a BJP worker. The insights he gained into the lives of ordinary people during those formative years became the building block of his leadership in government. Together, the two form a continuum like no other in contemporary Indian public life. Everybody now recognizes that the 2014 election marked the most decisive shift in the history of Indian politics. This was obvious from the nature of the mandate for Narendra Bhai. As a party, the BJP became the first party in 30 years to get a majority on its own, and the BJP-led National Democratic Alliance ended up with a two-third majority. Since 1984, no party had won an absolute majority in the Lok Sabha. During the general elections between 1951-52 and 1984, parties and prime ministers that had won majorities had done so on the basis of goodwill generated during the freedom movement, family legacies, anger against the incumbent government, a mixture of fear and sympathy with dollops of appeasement, selectional prejudice, empty sloganeering, and vote bank mobilization. There had been no mandate for hope and no mandate that was simply a reward for tested performance. How did Modi become so popular and well-known across the country? And in such a short period, was it the result of one blockbuster election campaign? Or was it because of a message taken to every street, every gully and every mohalla by not just the BJP untiring workers, but also by millions of non-political volunteers? Or was it due to the idealistic men, women and young people who came to believe in Modi? Or did it happen just with the aid of the force multiplier of technology? These were the mediums, but what was even more magnetic and forceful was the substance of Modi message. The message itself has been written earlier in the years of perseverance and striving, and of economic and social attainment in Gujarat. In his 13 years as Chief Minister, Narendra Modi transformed Gujarat from an early stage industrial and commodities economy. The state evolved into a manufacturing and service powerhouse. He converted handicaps into opportunities. Piped water reached every home, and technology-assisted soil health cards enabled small farmers. A dairy revolution in tribal areas and a remaining of Kutch, which rose from the debris of the earthquake to become a modern industrial economy, changed lives and livelihood in the state. From seismic appropriate housing to 21st century infrastructure, the Modi momentum was unstoppable. I provided only a snapshot of Narendra Bhai's chief ministerial years. Other chapter in this book discuss and describe the many achievements in much greater details. The numbers spoke with clarity. The BJP led by Prime Ministerial candidate Narendra Modi and the promise of a Modi Sarkar won 282 Lok Sabha seats and 34% of popular votes. This was 100 seats more than the BJP historic best in a Lok Sabha election, 182 seats in 1999. The comparison with the 2009 election when the BJP had won 116 seats and 18.8% of the vote denoted the Modi increment. How does one define the national leader in the India's before Modi? This question engrossed and puzzled many serious students of politics and society. In the immediate aftermath of 1947, national leaders were identified by their names recalled across regions and states because of their participation in the freedom struggle. In succeeding decades, however, notably at the height of the coalition era, the expression national leader came to be much abused. It was a status generously distributed by the Delhi media to its friends and favorites. The label was handed out even to politicians of no proven merit and only capable of winning a Lok Sabha election from one or two safe seats. They were very visible in news, television studios, but unknown in villages merely 25 kilometers from Parliament House. After Modi in 2014, such facile and insincere manufacturing of national leaders was shown up for what it was. Narendra Modi is now the template for what is meant and what it takes to be a national leader. Narendra Modi's knowledge and empathy have helped the BJP much more than just election time. He has guided our state governments with precision and focus as they have incubated and rolled out welfare and economic programs. The Prime Minister's effortlessly shift from the larger canvas to the microscopic view, all this have enabled BJP governments and ensured better delivery. In turn, the party has used its governance record to sustain its expression into new social groups and areas and win second or successive terms. The most salient confirmation of BJP's expansion under Narendra Modi came in the 2019 Lok Sabha election. Not only did the party consolidate its considerable gains of 2014, it actually widened its horizon. A greater vote share in constituencies reserved for scheduled caste and scheduled tribe and across the Northeast was indicative. This was also the dramatic rise in the seats in Odisha and West Bengal. Even in states where the BJP had suffered a setback only a few months earlier, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh had voted for new legislative assembly in the winter of 2018. The Modi Sarkar was firmly and emphatically re-elected. This suggested a remarkable satisfaction with the Modi-led BJP. The change of government in 2014 had delivered a genuine change of regime. The BJP had matured into India's natural party of governments. Between 2014 and 2019, Narendra Bhai's harmonized interests and broke silos in policy-making. No longer were economic growth and welfare seen as distinct and separate. No more was technology or entrepreneurship or even the idea of economic reform restricted to educated urban elites, as it has been since 1991. Rather, these were widened and made more inclusive in Narendra Bhai's India startup have created technology-driven unicorns. Equally, Narendra Bhai's startup culture has proven bottom-up of the pyramid enterprise. Narendra Bhai's years in office have served as a refreshing affirmation that democracy can deliver public goods economic development, and social sector service, and do so with transparency, equity, and efficiency. The Modi government has deepened and renewed faith in democracy. It stands out as a case study that the democratic model can work and can bring about large-scale and positive transformation in a society of 1.3 billion people. There are obvious implications here for India and the world, a world where thinking people are constantly comparing and evaluating political and governance model. Narendra Bhai's role in the BJP's expansion cannot be weighed in votes and seats alone. It is true metric is intelligible. It lies in the respect that he has and his administration have earned for BJP, even among those who have never voted for our party. Many years ago, in a thoughtful moment in Gandhinagar, I remember him telling me, "One day our party has to come to office in Delhi with a Lok Sabha majority of its own. Only then we can show the world what the BJP's model of government can achieve." Over the past 20 years in Gujarat and then across India, Narendra Bhai has been true to his ideas. He has established the BJP not just as the premier and largest political party in the world's biggest democracy, but as a planned India embodiment of national interests. It takes from me, he is far from done. The decades have just begun. Watch for where it takes Narendra Modi, where Modi takes the BJP, and where the BJP and Modi takes India. Thank you.